you and you outshot the other team by a lot and didn't come away with anything. When it was 5-3, you guys still outshooting the other team. Is it good to come away with not only 1 point but 2 points?
Well, it's nice to see that, you know, we got rewarded. But I like the way we showed resilience and character tonight. I thought that was impressive. Even when we were down, guys didn't let themselves down. They stuck together. They were having fun. They were making plays. You know, I think we could have won that game in regulation and scored more than 5 goals. But the reality is that some didn't go ahead. But I thought the guy really invested in the little details, and the desperation made the big difference tonight against a really good team that I think we paid heavily our mistake. But we're going to have to talk about it. But definitely deserve their day off tomorrow.
Can you talk about the Lucas Vedemo line? It seems like the last couple of games have been...
They've been good, man. They've been good. I mean, I'm very happy the way we can roll four lines, and I think that's why in the third period we're relentless. We can play everybody. And Vedemo, Cox, and Alain have been good. Everybody's chipping in. Some nights, some guys don't play as much as other nights because, you know, you get four lines, and then you can push the pace with the guys that sometimes have a better night. But I have to say that Lucas has been playing really well, and Cox also, we got to be honest, the guy has been good since the beginning of the year.
Can you talk to me also about Dale Weiss? He wasn't playing, he didn't play the game in Hartford, but how has he been since he's been back?
His reaction has been really good, and the way he's bought into what we're doing, and you know, I think he's finding his game back from not playing for the last few years, but his attitude has been great. His investment, his attention to detail has been way better. And, you know, I can be demanding and hard on the guy, and I won't accept some stuff, but I have to tip my hat to him and to the other guys, too, that are buying into what we're doing, and now they're seeing the result.
And the fact that there hasn't been any call-ups, do you think that helps in terms of the team chemistry?
Team chemistry in American League is a tough thing. Don't kid yourself. It's a competitive league, and some guys don't want to really be here, and it's normal. We understand that. But I feel right now they're forgetting about the past or not looking too much ahead, and they're more in the present. That's what I'm most proud of. I think they're all, you know, and you see it. I can tell you whatever I want here. There's one place where hockey doesn't lie. It's on the ice. I mean, I can deny that what you've seen on the ice is what we feel behind the bench and in the dressing rooms the last few weeks. Guys that are fighting together, that are playing well together, playing hard and caring.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.